Okay, let's take here R15. R15, root 1, step 5. Now you understand that there are many things we could do after we told somebody to be 3 feet back of your head. The remainder of root 1 consists solely of things which have been found to be quite beneficial. See, it's good, safe things to do, which improve a person's physio and so on. Now, this astonishing thing occasionally happens. Some auditor says, be 3 feet back of your head, and he goes on processing the fellow one way or another, and the fellow will be processed for hours and hours and hours with no improvement. You know, his vision doesn't improve, his stability, his certainty does not improve. So it's quite necessary to know what are the things that do improve him, and then use those things. Well, the things you use, of course, are the remainder of root 1. These are put in this order for handy use on the part of an auditor rather than arbitrary use. But there are many things, as I say, that you mustn't do. Don't send him to look for things. Don't start challenging him about whether he's there or not. Don't start making him look at the body immediately before you've stabilized him. Now, it would be a mistake to tell somebody, be 3 feet back of your head. Okay, now, do you see any black spots in the body or anything that needs healing in the body? That's a mistake. That's an auditing error. Bad one. You get away with it once in a while, but the bulk of the time you won't. Don't direct his attention. And that's what R15 tells you. It says don't direct his attention. Now, we look this over. And it says, R15, whatever the preacher happens to be looking at, do not direct his attention to anything. Have him copy it one at a time, many, many times. Then have him locate a nothingness and copy it many, many times. It used to be written, duplicate these things many, many times. That is not proper usage. Duplicate was used for a long time in the same way that you use facsimile, and copy. See, a duplicate. I mean, just the same as something wrong. And all of a sudden, perfect duplication showed up. I got the idea of perfect duplication, and so we kind of eased off using this word duplicate. So you will see it used in this sense every once in a while. And when it's used all by itself, duplicate used all by itself, it simply means copy. When it says perfect duplicate, it means copy it in its own space with its own particles in its own time. It'll disappear if you do that.